Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
We are just 2 months away from a general election in South Africa. What is our state of readiness? What can voters expect in the wake of a new electoral development or two? To answer these questions, Provincial Manager Electoral Operations for the IEC in the Eastern Cape, Siyabonga Maki. Siyabonga, thank you very much for your time. What is the general state of readiness? Are you happy with the way things are going? What are the challenges you're facing?
The challenges are on the hotspots, the service delivery protests that we are going to be seeing. I'm saying we're going to be seeing because nothing much seems to have happened by way of dealing with those challenges, starting from the registration weekend. Other than that, we are faced with a very, with long or very big in terms of with ballot papers because of the number of registered voters, so the registered parties who have submitted the candidate lists. And as you know, that we are expecting to see independent candidates contesting. So the ballot paper is going to be as big as never before. And we know that the time that voters will take to vote will be longer. And of course, the time it will take to count, to do counting at the end of the voting process will be longer. So those are the main challenges, really. But we are equal to the task insofar as the ballot paper size is concerned. But the service delivery protests, yes, we are having a program here that we call conflict management, you know, that deals with the conflict. We have a provincial conflict resolution coordinator, and we have 8 regional conflict coordinators and panelists that are dealing with early detections of the unrest. But otherwise, other than that, we are ready in terms of the election process. Because remember, we have an election timetable that we are following. After the proclamation of the date of the election by the state president, then we produced the election timetable. So that is the guiding document which tells us what must happen when. We've seen the candidate nomination process, which has come and gone by way of opening on the proclamation day and closing, I think, on the 23rd of February. Now the commission is dealing with objections because the lists have been saturated on social media and for inspection, and those who feel aggrieved by a particular candidate being on a list of a particular party, then they can object to that. We have availed the platform through which to do the objection. So yes, and that process will close on the 11th of April, and then on the 12th of April we will be issuing certificates for candidates. So yes, just to deal with the two questions that you posed, by and large, we are ready. We are ready. We know that we will have an election. It's now law. Nothing can change. We are going to have elections on the 29th of May.
Now, you've mentioned we're going to see ballot papers, the likes of which we've never seen before. I've heard talk of 3 ballot papers in some cases. Can you just talk us through that a little bit more? How is it going to work?
Okay. The IEC was taken to court by a group calling itself the New Nation Movement, who were contending that the IEC was, doing a disservice to the voters of this country by excluding the participation during the national and provincial elections of independent candidates. They were basing their arguments on a section 19 of the constitution, which deals with political parties. And then they won that case, and the constitutional court ruled in their favor to say that, yes, in actual fact, the independent candidates must be allowed by the IEC to contest the national and provincial elections. And a parliament was given a period of about 2 years to deal with what would happen to realize that court order. And then as the IEC, we participated by way of giving expert advice to the portfolio committee. And then that the bill was produced and it was signed into law around April 2023. And now we will have 3 ballots because the independent candidates are allowed to contest elections. Remember that in parliament, there are 400 seats. And then in provinces, the number of seats depends on the number of registered voters in a particular province. But in parliament, it has been standard since 1994 to say that there are these 400 seats. Now, hitherto, the 400 seats were used to be contested by parties alone only. But now with the advent of the court order and the amendment to the act, the 400 seats have been divided into 2. to say that the first 200 seats will be contested by the political parties alone, and then there will be a second set of these 200 which will be contested by both the political parties and independent candidates. Mm. But the candidates now will be selected or nominated from the regions. And in this region, we are using the province and the region interchangeably. It means one and the same thing. But we are saying that for purposes of admin, we must talk about the region. So whenever you hear talk of a region, it is a ballot paper which is at the instance of the 200 remaining seats, but it will be contested by both the political parties and independent candidates. Now then, the third ballot paper will be that of a province, which will be contested by both political parties and independent candidates. But of course, they will be now contesting only the provincial seats. And the ballot papers will be different in color, but we will closer to the day, we will see definitely which color refers to which party. And in the ballot papers for the 200 seats that are contested by parties are only, you will see the name of a political party, the face of the party leader, the abbreviation of the party logo, and then the space where you will put your mark. For independent candidates, you'll see the name and surname of a candidate. You'll see the face of a candidate, the face similar to the one used on your ID document. You will see the word independent next to that the person, and then finally you'll see the box at the end. We are busy now doing voter education like we are doing right now, and but on election day you will go to a voting station, but before you are given the ballot papers, somebody at the voting station will be trained to explain further. And for the last time to say, remember, this is the one that allows you to choose so and so. But what is key here is that where you must only put one mark on each of the ballot papers, because we think that people may be confused and say that, okay, this here on this one, especially on the regional and the provincial ballot paper, people will think that you must choose between one party and one independent candidate. No, that's not how it will happen. You will choose only one, the independent or the party that you like.
Sure. So just one mark per paper?
Just one mark per paper, yes. Yes, that is key. That is very important to note.
Give us an idea, Siyabonga. How many independent candidates are we talking about in our region or in our province?
We are still going through the list as of now, because remember, the final list will be issued on the 11th of April. Because now there is these things about the objections. Yes, the objections. After that, then we'll give you the number of the final list.
Would we be correct in directing any citizen who has questions about the election to your website, www.elections.org.za?
Yes. Yes. Yes, that's where everything is. Yes, definitely.
You can also see if you're registered to vote on your website?
Yes. Yeah. In fact, you can SMS 32180 SMS your number there. Then it will remind you where you are registered.
Any final words of advice or comment for voters as we head towards the 29th of May?
One last thing. Remember, for national and provincial elections, you used to vote anywhere. If you are registered as a voter, you remember that. We call it a Section 24A. Section 24A was saying that if you can prove to the voting at the voting station that you are registered as a voter anywhere in South Africa, you can vote just anywhere without applying or doing any other thing. Now, there is another amendment to that effect to say now, no, if you are going to be voting where you are not registered, you must notify the commission. Because remember, we issue the election material, including the ballot papers, according proportional to the number of registered voters. If now suddenly you will find that we have 500 more people going to vote where they are not registered, then it creates a problem for us. Now we must know where you are going to vote if you are not going to vote where you are registered. So that is the message that we want to put across.
Despite that challenge, are you comfortable that all the electoral materials needed will be at the voting stations on time?
Definitely on time. Yes, yes. We have everyone now busy finalizing the training of the election staff. Yes, my correct materials will be at the correct voting station.
Siyabonga Maki from the IEC Eastern Cape. Thank you very much for your time and thanks for joining us on Behind the Herald Headlines today.
Thank you very much, sir.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.